If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It was a labor of love, shall we say, putting together a remembrance of old Harbsy there.
I put way too much time into scouring old press conferences to not love this. So, yeah, this was a bit of a labor of love, if you will. We're going to do a tribute to Harbaugh here and, you know, pick up some old audio. And I like to call this the four faces of Harbaugh, the four different versions of Harbaugh. I mean, maybe there's more, but these are the ones that came to mind. And we got to start with a good one, you know, butter you up a little bit, then we'll get to the negative. And when I think of the positive with John Harbaugh, the on-field accomplishments, sure, but his press conference-wise, always willing to give credit when someone asked a good question.
I think that's always the question. It's a great question, Jonas. It's a hard thing to judge because there's no way to know the answer to that. You know, it's a great question.
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. It always gets asked.
That's really a good question. You know, I haven't thought about that. That's a really good question, probably. Yeah, it's a good question. I think the progress, you know, you make from one week to the next.
All right, I'm going to assume that most of those press conferences were after victories.
Well, that's where the sifting got a little easier. Just immediately eliminate all the losses and let's go right to the good. Right. We can get to the bad in a second. But, I mean, Harbaugh's press conferences, we said it here. You mentioned the message gets stale and everything. And look, you're with somebody for 18 years. We've heard a couple relationship, marriage analogies. Just on the surface, what, less than half marriages make it to 18 years in general? So if you look at it in that aspect, pretty impressive. You know, you're listening out there. You've been with your wife, your significant other for a long time. You love them. You get tired of hearing the way they speak sometimes or the way that their brain works sometimes. You get a little annoyed. It's no different here.
It works both ways, by the way.
Yes. Oh yeah. That's the whole point of this. I mean, that's why you put up with my faults. I'll put up with yours and we'll make something happen here. But we start with the good. And when I think of the good of Harbaugh, I think of him after wins, giving long answers, being willing to talk about what his team did. You could get on him for never putting his hand up and saying, I'm taking the blame for the loss. But at the same time, he never stood up there and was like, yeah, look at me. Look at all the preparation I did. It was always about the team.
Yeah. And in that montage you just played, always mentions the person asking the question, for the most part, by name.
Yeah, I tried to find more. We heard the Jonas one.
Yeah.
I tried to find a couple more where he said the name. But for the most part, I definitely know
there's some Colemans out there because Jerry has played those a bazillion times. Now let's move on to the next phase of our Harbs tree.
The good to the not so good. I'll call this testy Harbaugh. And we have a few different sound clips here. One, someone from the national media, Melissa Stark, sideline reporter for NBC. Well, this was from the Bengals playoff game, I believe, in 2022, the Tyler Huntley game.
Oh, I know. Okay.
And well, let's just take a listen here.
Think about that last penalty.
Well, I didn't like the last penalty.
And so what will you tell your guys defensively?
We'll be fine. Our guys will be fine. It's going to be a hard-fought game out here. We're going to play a good game.
And Tyler Huntley with that interception, you said we might see Anthony Brown. What will that take?
We'll just see how the game goes, okay? Thanks.
Thanks. Yeah. Get away from me. Get
out. Hey, in that situation or any other, I'm with him 100%. You're in a playoff game. You're about to maybe pull a stunner winning in Cincinnati. Well, what are you going to do?
Right.
How are you going to, as a fan, do you really give two craps what he's going to say in that situation? He's in the heat of the moment. He's on the road. He's already up against it. Well, what are you going to do? How do you feel? It's like, get the bleep away from me. So I think they're pointless interviews, with all due respect to Melissa Stark and everyone else who does that for a living, because it is a thankless job. Mm-hmm. They understand what they're about to get into, depending on the circumstances of the game. I mean, Mike Tomlin didn't look too happy on Sunday night when they were interviewing him between quarters or whatever it was. But to your point, if the Ravens were up 21-0, he probably would have been a little more accommodating in that situation.
Right. Timing is everything. Yeah. It's certainly not as bad as like Greg Popovich's infamous moments getting interviewed mid-game where he's like, dude, just let me get back to coaching.
Correct.
And even what we've seen in baseball in the playoffs, I know that drives you crazy, where you're trying to talk to these guys
in the middle of an inning. I hate it. Words cannot describe how much I hate that.
Even in the middle of innings changing over, you got a minute and a half, if that. Maybe a little more in the playoffs. I mean, that's no time. I mean, these guys are always talking, always wheeling
dealing. And it's usually mindless nonsense, too. One infamous Harbs in-game or post-game, whatever, was a preseason game. I can't remember the opponent. But Brent Harris, our buddy, was interviewing John Harbaugh and was asking some pointed questions. I don't think anything out of the ordinary. I think you could probably YouTube it. John Harbaugh looked like he wanted to kick Brent Harris's ass right there on television. Gave him a look that only someone with great hate in their heart would give someone. I'm overreacting much? It's a friggin' preseason game, dude.
We start mild. This one will turn up the heat a little bit more on the testiness meter.
Yeah.
This next one, a response from a question from Jeff Zeribic.
You guys obviously evaluate everything. Are you seeing the necessary progress that you want to see from that group as a whole going forward?
Yeah, I am. I mean, is it more to the question or is it just a general question like that?
That's a little more Popovich territory there. The short answer, say yes, give a chance to move on, but then hopping in at the end with, well, you got more? You got a real question for me? And from Jeff, of all people.
Who's there all the time.
Come on. And by the way, the question was about the O-line. So no wonder he got testy, because it was yet another question. Why aren't you making changes?
Right.
We're playing the best five guys. But what really set him off this year, and in turn made me get very ticked off with Harbaugh, was all this injury nonsense from earlier this year. The Ravens had a long, long list of injuries, and the media, it is the job to ask for updates, try to get information. It's the coach's job to divulge what they want or don't want. So by no means am I saying he has to give us everything, but this is what happened earlier this year being asked about injuries.
The injury reports, it's really all those guys. I mean, we could sit here and you could ask me about every single guy, and it's a fairly long list. You know, who's got time for that? So you'll see who practices and who didn't. And
you have to ask about Wiggins. Is he in that week-to-week or range too?
Well, we'll just wait and see tomorrow, and you'll know more then. How about that?
Day to day with him.
How about I just don't say anything? Okay. That's what I would do. I just
don't want to take anything out of
it. Yeah. Why don't we just leave it alone and we'll just... The injury report will be out at 4.
I like that Jameson was the one that set it over the edge there.
Yeah.
Jeff was maybe pushing it a little bit and he gave him the stern, we're done with this. I said we're done. And then Jameson went for one more. It was like, no, you're getting the avalanche now.
Yeah. That wasn't a great question.
No.
And that was Chad Steele, I believe. The injury report comes out of 4.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Like that's going to make everyone feel better. I don't know.
Hey, the media, especially the beat writers, they're a conduit to the fans. And they're just asking the questions that if Alex had access to John Harbaugh, he would be asking, what's up with your injury report?
The third version of John Harbaugh, and this is a big one, and by no means are we, getting heavy-handed with making fun of this, but it's religious harps. When you think of John Harbaugh, he wears it on his sleeve. He's very open about it. It's not something that I don't think he would shy away from. It was a part of his departure note that he released last night. But there's so many examples that I could pick from here of him almost like he was preaching on a Sunday morning after a win. But this one stood out to me from a couple years back, that crazy win over the Rams, overtime, Tylan Wallace's return. Happened to be in December, and Harbaugh went this direction.
There are moments in life, and this is your time, all right? 500 years from now, none of us are going to be around. 500 years from now, none of us were here. So we're given this time with these people in this place for a purpose. And there's December, and the time is December. And December football has a meaning to it. It's also the Advent season. Advent comes from the Latin adventos, which means anticipation and preparation for an amazing event, which is the coming of our Savior and celebrating the Christ, all right? The good news that changes the world. And I think our guys showed an amazing display of December football. So I was talking into the phones to myself, shut the deal off so nobody could hear me, and I just kind of said, well, there's nothing you can do right now, you know? I guess I was talking to God.
And it was fast.
I went really fast in my own mind, right? I jumped around. Then I lost my headset and everything. And then I think God probably reminded me. I got the Holy Spirit, maybe something. It was a small, still voice in my head. Said, you got to go shake hands with Sean, who is my friend.
Yeah. He needed a reminder from above to go shake hands with the opposing coach. I don't know.
Because God just screwed Sean McVay over.
I tread lightly here with this one because I can already see it now. People, are like, what are you crapping on religion for?
I believe in God.
It's not that
100%.
Deep. We're just having fun here,
right? But
and like know. I said, he wears it on his sleeve. It was always a part of his press conferences. It was always a part of his personality. And to me, that one it stood out. The Advent thing, I always got a kick out of that when he could insert that into any December press conference that he could.
What do you say? It was Latin.
Adventos. You know that. Come on, Bob. As
we
know
speak
from
English.
The Latin. Adventos.
much less Latin. And look, you say 500 years? Really?
Well, we're not going to be here.
You don't think? 500 years from now, you think the NFL could get a replay system that correctly gets the calls right?
Well, God should call down and say that was PI, you know. But go shake hands. What are you doing, Harbaugh? Last version of Harbaugh here. Was running out of time. And this is the one that probably played the biggest part in his downfall. And again, we'll go from mild to scorching hot here, starting with Harbaugh's obsession with the longstanding preseason win streak, only to be ended in a loss to the Commanders a couple years back. But this spanned, God, what, 4, 5, 6 years where they were winning, and every year it gained more traction and more steam. The Ravens don't lose in the preseason. And to be fair, no other team had really done it, so I guess on the surface, but Harbaugh being the mighty men, puff your chest out, football-loving guy that he is, this is what he had to say after losing to the Commanders in the preseason.
People want to write about, some of you in here, say they don't mean anything, because you never played the game. You never were out there in a preseason game. You never were fighting for a spot on the field. And yet you have the audacity to say that the effort that somebody puts into that to win and fight and win a game like that is meaningless. Tell me that was meaningless out there, what you just saw. If you like football, is that a meaningless football game?
Well, it wasn't meaningless for the Commanders. They were dancing around like they just won the Super Bowl.
Correct.
So maybe he does have a point. But make no mistake, the only reason he's answering that question the way he did there is because they lost the game. And he's bent that they lost a preseason game, for God's sake. Look, it's team sports, it's competition. The goal is to win. Whether the game is exhibition or the playoffs, it doesn't matter. The goal is to win. I get that. But he's only popping off there going to you people did this because you lost. Had they won that game and you're like, hey, now it's 7 years in a row, what do you say? I don't have to get into that.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
And I think you mentioned bent. He got bent because, as you pointed out, the Commanders are celebrating.
Mm-hmm.
So he got a little irked at them getting overly enthusiastic over a preseason football game.
Next one here, maybe his most infamous comment. We heard it from a caller earlier, but if you were down on this Ravens team and you happened to frequent a local watering hole, Harbaugh wants nothing to do with you.
I mean, you guys can talk about all that, and I respect that. You know, I love the fans talking about everything they can talk about. We're together, man. We're a team. We're in here. You know, as Coach Belichick said, we're on to Atlanta. We're on to Atlanta. And all the end of the bar talk conversation is for the people sitting at the end of the bar.
We're still talking about that quote here a couple years later.
Yeah.
I mean, it talked about the caller that mentioned it earlier. I mean, that's going to stick in the minds of people for even after he's gone. And it's unfortunate because in 18 years, I would say there's been clearly more good than bad. I don't think I'm going out on a limb by saying that. But when there was bad or there was these moments where he's getting testy or condescending, those carried more weight. They stood out a little bit more. And in this one here, a direct shot at the fans, yeah, I can see why people were pissed off about that. And again, it goes back to the whole, you feel like you're above the fans because you're there or your opinion matters more. Okay, does it technically? Yeah, we can all acknowledge that, but it doesn't mean you immediately dump and discredit on the fan base. We're pissed off because we care. Would you rather we not show up to the games, not spend money on this team, and just be an apathetic fan base? A lot of those in the NFL, teams that have no hope whatsoever. We're angry because we expect a Super Bowl. That's as simple as that. And that leads me to the last one.
Yes.
We're going overtime.
We must get a break in here now.
But this, I don't care. Screw clock integrity.
Okay.
This is the last one.
I'm just along for the ride.
We got to play this.
By the way, where the hell does Harb sit when he goes to the bar? In the middle?
I don't know.
What is the end of the bar?
He gets a private table.
I mean, if it's a circle, there is no end of the bar. It's a bar.
He's a bottle service guy.
Oh, gotcha.
But the last one here, Super Bowl or bust.
Oh, yeah.
We all said it. It was Super Bowl or bust this year for the Ravens, but John Harbaugh, not so much.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Garbage about do or die or about... More about like bust, you know, Super Bowl or bust, all that kind of stuff. It's just so phony. I mean, anybody that says something like that has never actually accomplished anything, because they understand it's about process and it's about who you become. You know, you want to win a championship, you got to become a champion.
Oh,
the reason I saved this for last.
Yes,
one, it's the most recent; it stands out. But to me, that was an early warning sign for where this year went. Now, by no means is Derrick Henry fumbling against the Bills a product of John Harbaugh saying it's not Super Bowl or bust. But you're the head coach. You're a guy who. Everyone for years has said your greatest strength is a culture setter. You're a guy that, you know, fosters a good culture. This, to me, was the antithesis of that. Running from expectations, trying to hide from expectations, because we said it at the time, deep down, that was him being a little insecure,
right.
Feeling the pressure himself and not wanting to assign it to his own team. And again, is that the reason he got fired? No. Is it really even the biggest deal this year? No, but for that to be said, heading into the year, when everyone was on top of the world, for him to be the coach of this team and throw cold water on it, not just downplay it, but to, again, go condescending that you've never won anything.
Sure.
How can you say that? It was ridiculous then. It's even more ridiculous in hindsight.
It's fake. It's phony and all this nonsense. Well, I will say this. And great job, Nolan, by the way. Since you didn't get to the Super Bowl, I will go with a bust.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.